Service, how can I help you?
Hi, Emmanuel. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks so much for asking. I appreciate that. So I know you said we'd give you a call.
Right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, you said call me tomorrow. I think because you had to call your insurance or you were double checking on the insurance.
Right.
Yeah.
And we talked, and it was $52 a lead.
Yes,
and
sir.
The budget's 600 and whatever was minimum.
676 is the minimum monthly budget. You need to have at least 250,000 in general liability, and then they'll run the background check. They go back 7 years. We already talked about that part of it.
Right.
And then, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, but I'll be honest with you. I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks, depending how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background checks. But once you do get approved, we'll call you to notify you, because within 3 days, they want to activate the leads unless if you tell them otherwise. If you say, hey, I need you guys to call me next month, call me next week, or activate them now, then that's when it happens. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
so the only thing you would do is just application.
Do you foresee any problem with me or no?
To be quite honest with you, no. The only thing, like when I went over with my manager, she says they're only going to go back 7 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If anything, if that did come up, that felony, right, that you and I had talked about, they might just want an explanation. That's it. But you don't have, like, an active felony that's even 4 years old. I mean, we're talking it was, what, 12 years ago?
Right.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I really don't see you having any issue at all. And I even asked her, I said, listen, this is what he has. This was 12 years ago. She was like, yeah, they go back 7 years. If anything, he might just have to explain if something came up, but she doesn't even see that being an issue.
Okay. Could you help me with this then? Because, all right, I got my insurance yesterday.
Okay.
But you said I had to upload it or download it or whatever. I have.
Oh, would you? It's okay. It's really, really simple. I promise you. So basically, when you're filling out the application, and we can even have like a team member help you too. So what I'm basically going to be doing with you, Emmanuel, I'm just going to be, you know, taking down some notes. I'm going to send you the application. When you're filling out this application, I'm going to tell you it is so, it's like 25 questions, right? It'll ask you what's your name, what's the address for the business, what year did you establish it. It'll ask you, you know, to upload the certificate of liability insurance, right? So you're going to also have a client interview and onboarding. When I do it from my phone, basically I take a picture on my phone, and then whenever I get to a section where I gotta upload something, I click on it and it'll say choose from your library or take a photo. If I already have the picture in my library on my phone, I just go to where it says choose photo, and then it'll take me to where I can grab the picture, and I just click on it and it'll upload it. What kind of a phone do you have? Do you have like an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Oh my gosh, it'll be so easy. Have you ever scanned a document from your iPhone?
No.
I'm going to tell you real simple. No. Okay, do me a favor. You got me on speaker, right?
Right.
Okay. I want you to go to, do you know the one that says notes?
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to taking screenshots of these things, and it'll go to how many pages do you want?
It's only one page. It's only one page. When I send you the application, I'll go over it with you. Let's set it up first. I'm going to send you the application while we're on the phone, and you and I are going to walk through it. Okay?
Okay. Sorry,
so this way you know how to answer it. Okay.
This one here says certificate of liability insurance. That's all you need?
COI. That's the only one we need. The only one.
COI?
Uh-huh. It's called the Accord. Yeah.
Okay, certificate of liability insurance.
Yes, and on the application, I'm going to show you an example of it. Okay, so let me do this. Emmanuel, are we charging the same card? The one that ends with 6383, that's the only one that's on file.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Give me just a second here. What are we today? I can't believe we're already the 20th. My goodness. Before you know it, I'm going to be 54 real soon. Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I'm prepared for that yet. You know?
Yeah, I know.
I'd be like, oh, man.
All right. What do you want me to do on the phone?
Okay. Give me one second. Okay. You're on your homepage, right? On your iPhone, correct?
Homepage? Hold on.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you're just looking at your phone and you can see all the different icons on your phone?
Yes, yes.
Okay. On your phone, you should have one that says notes. It's like, okay. It looks like a paper with like a yellow above it.
Yep.
Okay.
Right. Okay. No.
Oh. Open that up.
Okay.
Now, do you see at the
hold
very...
on. Oh, hold on.
Okay.
All right, so... All right, notes. Okay, I hit notes.
Okay. Now, when you open up the notes, right... At the very bottom, you should see there's like a box with a pencil. Do you see
right.
that? Okay.
Right.
Click on that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you should see where it's either you could start typing, but you should also see where there's like a capital A and a lowercase a.
Right.
Okay. And then you're also going to see these little dots, like a dot with a line and then like a little graph. And then you see like, what do you call that?
Paperclip.
Yeah. And then you see all these little things, right? Click on the
right.
paperclip. Click on that.
Okay.
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 Now it should tell you scan text, scan documents, take photo or video. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to do is you could scan document.
So I'm going to scan document. Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's like you're going to take a picture right now. So you take a picture of the document. Okay.
Right.
So when you take the picture, there's a button at the bottom. You hit the button and it takes a picture of it. Okay.
Right.
And then if it looks good to you, you're going to click on keep. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't have the document in front of me. I only have it through email.
Oh, you only have it through email. Oh, okay.
Right.
I'll show you how to do it then. It's okay. I'll help you with it. Yeah, don't worry about it. You're going to I'll tell you where to send it to in just a second. What you're going to do is you just forward. Yeah, you could forward the email. So give me a second. I'll help you. Let's take a
I
look.
I could forward it to you?
Yeah, you could forward it to me.
Oh, sure.
This way it's easier. Yeah.
Okay. So I hit the arrow and then forward.
And then
what's your email?
It's going to be N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, E like Edward, D like David, I as in ice cream, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, at local, L-O-C-A-L, the word splash, like a splash of water, .com.
Okay, I'm going to send it right now.
Okay.
Let me know if you got it. I don't know
okay.
If I get this right.
It's okay. We'll give it a second
or
so.
I could take a screenshot of it and ask you.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Let's see if you got it though.
Okay. Let me go to my emails. Yep, I think it did come through.
So let me know if that's the one you need.
Okay, let me try to open it. Oh, okay. When you sent the email, did it tell you to send the attachment? Oh, wait a minute. I think I found it. Hold on. Let me see if it lets me open it. Nope. Gosh darn it. Didn't let me open it.
All right.
Hold on. Let me see. You probably got to send it like the attachment. So when you're sending it, it'll say, do you want to send this as send the attachment? Then you'll say yes.
Let me try this again.
Okay.
Forward.
N and then Medina. M-E-D-I-N-A.
Okay, got it. Okay, now.
Uh-huh.
Where is it asking me?
Did it say anything like, do you send an attachment? Because usually mine will tell me that. Did it ask you anything like that?
No, I just sent it again. Maybe went through this thing. If not,
okay.
I'm just going to text it to you. Right?
Yeah, if not, then I'm going to have you text it. Okay, let's see. Yeah, it says certificate of liability associated PDF, but it's not actually showing as an attachment. Or let me see. Yep, nope. Send it to me as a text. Let me text you right now. Okay.
Okay.
Send Okay, I just sent you a text.
Okay, here we are. Send photo here, okay. Okay, I sent it.
Yep, I think you sent something. Let me see. Oh, there it is. Okay, let me see. Yay.
Is that all you need?
Yeah, okay, so let me see.
If not, I could send you other documents they sent me.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see who's, okay, so this is your former insurance agent, right?
If you look
but
at
I'm
the top, it says...
Who's Joanna Conley?
That's the agent.
Okay.
That's the agent.
Associated Repairs.
That's me.
Oh, how come they didn't put your business name?
That is my, it's a deep, I do North Shore Refrigeration and Appliance Repair as a DBA. I could send you that if you want to.
Okay, yeah. I would also include that just so this way they know that, you know what I mean? It's a DBA, right? Okay.
Associated Repairs, Inc. is the official name.
Okay.
But it's just it's called a DBA.
Here, okay.
I'll send you.
Yeah, just so that way we have that too, so this way they know that that's, you're doing business as, right?
Right. Hold on now. I'm going to send this through a text again.
Okay.
And let me know if you got all that.
Let me just send it. I was going to ask you, are they able to put, let me see, let me just clarify something, because I'm wondering if they're able to put DBA and then put the North Shores. Do they ever put that on your paperwork?
It's on the documents I sent you.
Oh, okay.
Just now?
All right. All right, let me take a look real quick.
If you look at the top page, it says Associated Repairs, Inc., and then North Shore Refrigeration and Appliance Repair.
Okay.
Farmers.
Let me see. Bear with me, my computer's like taking forever. It's like, oh my goodness, come on. What's going on here? Yeah, I think what you sent me is a DocuSign document or something.
Yeah, if you look at it, it's got, at the top, it's got my name plus the North Shore part.
It says it's timed out. It won't let me go in there.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's okay.
Timed out.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to have to send it to you in bits and pieces, I guess. I sent all four of them.
Okay. All right. Give it a minute.
Yep.
Okay, let me see if it came through here. Let me refresh. Okay. So there's my goodness, I need glasses. I need what? Every time I try to look at something, I'm all, I better like make that a lot bigger. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. I see the FHR refrigeration. Okay, perfect. Okay, so good. This way it shows. Okay, awesome. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I just want to make sure they see all of that. Okay. Let me do this. Okay. Okay, so when do you want your client interview? It's going to be like a 30-minute interview, okay? I'm going to have one of the technicians help you fill out the application, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've already texted those pictures. They're going to see them, so it'll be easy for them to help you with uploading all of that. So I need to know, if not today, because it's going to be based on what we have available. Let me look at the schedule. How do you look for today? Are you pretty open the rest of the day so I can see if there's anything on the calendar? What are we today, the 20th? Okay. I don't have any more appointments for today. How does your schedule look for tomorrow?
Tomorrow can we do, what's the latest you could do?
Well, let's take a look. Tomorrow, and whatever time I give you, it's going to be in your time zone, okay? So, let's see here. I have tomorrow set for, I actually have a 6 o'clock your time.
6 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. All right. Let me do this. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You and I are going to go over just a few notes, and then we'll be all set.
But now that you have all those pictures of the insurance, I won't have to mess with that no more?
No, because you sent all of that. I would still keep them handy with you just in case, but they're because you texted them, they're going to see them there, okay?
Okay.
Here, let me just copy some of these notes. Okay. And they'll call you from the 877 number, Emmanuel, so just make sure, you know, you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason when they call, like, let's say you need, you know, 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and let them know that, so that way they know to call you right back.
Right.
Okay.
And what will I need? Is just an interview?
Yeah, basically, I'm going to have them help you also fill out the application. Okay? So when they're filling out, helping you fill out the application, that's why I'm glad that you sent the pictures, so that way they already have that there. They're basically just going to be re-verifying information, you know, on the notes that you and I are going to go over right now. They're going to, you know, give you updates like, okay, when you're doing the background check, we're going to let you know who it is. We'll notify you first because you need to be on the lookout. You know, one of them might ask you, you know, send a picture of your front and back copy of your driver's license because they're identifying it to you that they're doing the background check on. The other one might say, put your name, your birth date, right? But we'll notify you who it is first before you even do any of that. Okay, so this way you're on the lookout. So they're just going to be kind of going over all of those things, okay?
Okay.
Let me send this email real quick.
Can I take a picture of my license and put it on my photo library?
I would, yeah. Yeah, do that. Do that so that way you already have it. Do the front and back picture of your driver's license. This way you already have it there, okay? That would be a good idea. Now, do you have an EIN number by chance?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You want to have that handy with you, too, your EIN number, okay? Because they'll need it when they're filling out the application. I put a little note in there to let them know he's not very tech savvy with uploading, but he did send SMS messages with his DBA and the COI. I always like to notate everything correctly. So this way they're very well aware of what it is, okay? And then let's go here. Okay. So I got that. Yay. Okay, I'm going to go over some notes with you, okay? And it's just basic notes for my technician. Okay, so let's do this. You spell Emmanuel with 2 M's or 1?
1 M.
Okay, you have the unique spelling.
Okay.
Okay, and then the best number always to reach you at is going to be, let me see here. Okay, we're always going to reach you at the 708-715-6095 number, right? That's the best number to call you on. That's the number I was supposed to call you on, right? Oh, my gosh, Nadine. I just realized that right now. I'm like, wait a minute, I think I was supposed to call him on his other number. Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. Okay. So let me just tell them that's the best number, and then I'm just going to go over, okay, 24 hours is your hours of operation. Now, you can also let them know what areas you want to target, or unless you want to tell me how many miles you want to cover, you could do that during the client interview. It's up to you. And you can always change them at any time. So do you try to stick pretty locally?
Yeah, you know, the 6 towns that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say 15 towns?
Yeah, I think that, yeah, you could do 15. You can do, let me go back. Let me see. Let me pull them up. So basically the same areas that we're targeting now, right?
Yeah, it was like 15 towns, but when I called, they said it's better to concentrate on 6 towns, which I did. But no, the 15 towns I originally wanted, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is appliance repair. Okay, $676 and then $52 is going to be the CPL, the cost per lead. Okay, you do not have a Google verified account yet. Not, that's what we're going to be getting situated for you. And then that does not apply to you. Okay. Google Business Profile, yes. Let me just copy the link, even though I know we have it, but I still like to provide it anyways. And those, you know those 37 reviews that you have on that Google Business Profile? Those same reviews are going to also show up on that Google Verified Profile too. Okay? Just so you know. So those same reviews are going to show up there, which is a good thing for you, right? Because people can see your reviews. You know? So that's always a good thing.
I just hope the Google thing that I'm trying to attempt to do actually works.
I'm going to tell you, again, I always say it's one of Google's better products because people are more inclined to calling those that are part of that program because they know that you've passed the background check.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, Google Ads was a nightmare.
Yeah, Google Ads, you can end up with a bunch of click fees and, like, no conversions, like none. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's like, yeah. And I apologize. I have your time. The latest time that we have is 5 to 6. Is that still going to work for you? I forgot you're 2 hours
yeah.
ahead, not 3. Okay. So your appointment tomorrow is going to be between 5 and 6, okay? I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking 3 hours, but no, you're 2 hours ahead. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. So remember, tomorrow between 5 and 6. And then, yes,
yep.
Now, there's two companies that Google will use for the background check. We will call you to let you know which one it is, okay? One is called Pinkerton. The other one is called Evident ID. Once we know who it is, we will call you because you got to respond to it within 24 hours. Otherwise, you'll have to have them resend the link, okay?
I had to respond to the link, is that what you mean?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is we'll call you and the team member will tell you, okay, Emmanuel, you're going to receive right now, you're going to get a link. It's going to be an email or it's going to be a text message. Coming from Pinkerton, or they might tell you it's coming from Evident ID. Now, depending on if they're sending it via text or email, okay, I believe they send it to both, but once you receive it, one of them will tell you, upload the front and back copy of your driver's license. The other one might tell you, put in your name, put in your birth date, put in your social, because what they're doing is they're identifying that it's you that they're running the background check on. So that's why I always tell you, wait until the team calls you and tells you, hey, you're going to be getting right now an email coming from Pinkerton or a text message, or you're going to get one coming from Evident ID. So when they send that, they want you to respond to it within 24 hours, because if you don't, then we need to tell them, send it again, okay? We're going to be with you every step of the way. I promise it's nothing difficult, okay? But we'll make sure that you know who it is. Now, also, once you are approved and we call you to notify you of the approval, Google will also let us know if you qualify for what they call max bidding, okay? Now, if you qualify for max bidding, what that means is you can choose if you want to pay double or triple the cost of the lead to be close to the very top. Now, depending, I'll be honest with you, that's upon Google's approval, but there's not a whole lot of competition in your area. I really don't see you having a problem, okay, especially with appliance repairs. I feel like you are going to be way more successful with this Google Verified program because, again, for me, it's one of Google's better products, and they know it'll show them you have been passed the background check. You are insured, and they know that you had to get approved to be a part of that program. So it's one of Google's better products, okay? So I'm going to still send you the application anyways, but, okay, the team member is actually going to help you with it because I've already stated that in the notes and that you've sent the pictures, okay? So if I'm not on a call, question, go ahead.
I mean, if I want, I could start doing some of it out.
Yeah, you could. You could. In fact, let me do this before we even disconnect the call because I want to make sure that you get this application sent over. So bear with me here. Okay. And we're almost done. Have you had a long day today? Pretty busy?
Mm-hmm.
You're all just a little.
Mm-hmm.
How do you pronounce your last name again, Emmanuel? I don't want to mess it up. I don't like when I mess up last names.
Vasilikos.
Okay.
Right.
What origin is that?
Greek.
Is it really? Oh, my gosh. What is the salad? My friend, she, her ex-husband, he was half Greek. And his dad, oh, my gosh, amazing food, right? They had, like, it was kind of like a diner. But she always makes me that Greek salad with the feta. The cucumber. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love that. That's like my favorite. I could eat that all day long. All day long. It's so funny because my mom, because we're in California, right? My mom dated this gentleman that was Greek when she was younger. And she says, I should have stuck with him because I think my kids would have been beautiful. I'm like, wait a minute. Are you saying we're not? She goes, no, but at least you would have been half Greek. It didn't work out because he lied about his age and he was way younger than my mom. And my mom's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're way too young. Yeah. But she said out of all the guys that she dated, even out of my dad, she said he was the most respectful. And she's all, it was just the age difference. I just couldn't. But, yeah, she said he was so handsome. He had blue eyes. He had really dark black hair. I was like, oh, my gosh. She goes, I could have had kids with blue eyes. I said, wow. Thanks.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, well, that's kind of rude, Mom. She just laughed.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so, I love that salad. It is, like, my favorite. Whenever I go to her house, she always tells me, do you want me to make the salad? I'm all, please. So I'll come home with the rest of it, but I try to eat it within the same day because I think it's better when it's fresh, right? You don't really want to eat it the next day. Sometimes.
Not the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let me send out this. What was that?
Other food tastes better the next day, but not a salad.
Yeah, not a salad. The salad never tastes as good the next day. I feel like everything's like kind of like already wilted and, you know?
Right.
And I love the olives. You know what I mean? My favorite.
Olives.
Yes. You can't go wrong with the olives, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just drink a lot of water after, right? Because the salt.
Yeah. And brown.
Yes. Okay, so let me send this.
Are you sending an email or?
I'm going to send it to you in an email. It's just taking forever to upload. It's like, oh, my goodness, come on. It's like I'm like clicking and I'm like, what is going on? It's taking forever.
And I can always cancel this, right? If I could accept it and all that stuff.
Absolutely. If at any time, like, you know, let's say you're just, you're like, you know what, I'm good. I just don't want to do this program anymore. You can always cancel at any time. Okay? And even if you said, you know what, I want to put it on pause for like 3 months, you can do that too. No one's going to tell you you can't. Okay? So let me just put this here, and I'm going to put, so when you're filling out the application, one thing I am going to tell you, remember how I talked about like employees, right? So there's going to be a part on there that it's going to ask you how many employees do you have, okay? What they're asking about is employees that are actually face-to-face with your clients, okay? Collecting the money, doing the bidding. I'm assuming that's only you, right?
Right.
You don't ever want to put any employees, because if you're not sure that they got a completely clean record and let's say something comes up on them, they will disqualify you, okay? So that's why just stick with you. What you're going to put, anything that does not apply to you, and it'll say it. If it does not apply to you, put N/A, okay? That means not applicable. That doesn't apply to you, okay? And then when it's asking about the employees, you just put N-A-N-A, okay? You're the only owner. You put one primary owner. That's it, okay? I just sent you the application by email, okay?
Okay. I'm sure it'll take a minute. Hold on. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Google verified application. That's what I wanted to hit, right?
Google verified application. Yes, sir.
Local splash.
Uh-huh. So okay. When you open that, right?
Right.
Okay. Then see how it says, what is your first and last name? You'll put it there. What's your email address? What's your business name? You should be able to put, I would put the North Shore, okay? What is the physical business address? Or you could put, you could actually put, I'm trying to think. Put it as the North Shore, because you sent those pictures. If our team needs you to change it, they'll change it, right? What is the business's full physical address? You'll put the address that's associated with your business. What is the business, the year it was established? Then there's a portion on number 6 to put your EIN. On number 7, what is the state you were incorporated, which is Illinois. Now, where it says, please provide a copy of the certificate of insurance. You send us the picture, right?
Right.
So if you were to upload it, it'll say browse, right, from your phone, and then you can do it like that. But, again, when you get to this part, you know, that see how that certificate of insurance, we give you the example, which is the one that you sent. On number 9, it doesn't pertain to you because it's not asking for a license, right? So do you see right underneath of that box, it says, note that the business license referred here is related to any industry-specific requirement certifications or requirement certifications. This is not related to your taxpayer identification number, the TIN. If a business license is not applicable, please enter N/A. You're just going to put N/A. Okay, and you'll do that on number 10 as well.
Okay.
And then you'll skip 11 and 12.
If I'm doing that right now, will it stick?
It might not, but I still want to go over these questions with you. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, on number 13, that is optional. Okay? Number 14, you can just ignore that one. Number 15, this is where you're going to put 676.
Wait, 16?
On number 15. What is the business's monthly budget for the GG program? You're going to put 676.
76.
Okay.
Even, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on number 16, you can actually list those 15 cities.
Okay.
Okay, so you can list them there. When it comes to number 17, you're going to put one total business owner.
Okay.
Field workers on number 18 is zero. Okay. And then on number 19, you're going to put your name. I would say put your name how it reads on your social. Okay.
Okay.
And then what is the primary business owner's social security number? You're going to put it there.
Which
21.
One?
On number 20, you'll put your social security number.
Okay.
On 21, you're going to put your birth date.
Uh-huh.
And then on 22, 23, uh-huh. 24, and 25, that has to do with field workers N/A. Just put that in the boxes.
22, 23, 24, 25.
Yep, because that has to do with the employees, with the face-to-face workers, and you put that you don't have any employees, right? Because you're the only one that does the bidding and collecting the money, okay?
Right. All right.
So don't...
Number 22, 23, 24.
Yep, because those have to do with the field workers.
Right.
Okay? And then, yeah, and then, you know, you would just submit, but if you try to submit it, it's going to say, oops, you're missing some information. So I just wanted to kind of walk you through it on how simple it is. So this way, tomorrow, the technicians, you'll breeze right through it, okay?
Well, if it says you're missing information, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because right now, I don't want you to submit it because the technicians are going to walk you through it, right?
Right.
Because I want them to help with uploading the pictures that you already sent, okay?
Right.
So that's why I don't really want you to worry about that, but I wanted to walk you through it so this way you're familiar.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, so the numbers that we went through was just number 9 and 10, 14,
mm-hmm.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Yep.
I guess 1 through 8 is easy, and then 11.
Yeah, 1 through 8, because what you're doing is you're putting your first and last name. You're putting number 2 is your email address. Number 3 is the business name. Number 4 is what is the full business's physical address. So you'll put your address. Number 5 is you're going to put the year that you established it. Number 6 is going to be your EIN number, right? Number 7 is the state that you incorporated the business. Number 8 is where we would upload the certificate of liability insurance, which is what you sent over in a message, right?
Uh-huh.
And then number 9 doesn't pertain to you, so that's where you would put NA on number 9 and on number 10 because it's not required for you to have the license, right? So, like I said, I want the technician to do the application with you on the phone. So just make sure you have the EIN on hand because all the other things you sent over already. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And I want to be the first to congratulate you to the Google Verified process. I'm so super excited for you, Emmanuel. Thank you once again for always giving us the opportunity to help you, okay?
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, then. So we will talk with you tomorrow. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll actually be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. If I'm not available, they won't even wait for me. They'll just call you directly, okay? And it'll be from the 877 number, all right?
All right, no problem.
Okay. You have a good rest of the day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.